Good morning, happy Sabbath. Today we're back with another story with Abby and Chance, this time with their friends.
Abby.
What is it, Chance?
Tell me the next part.
It's free period. Are you sure you don't want to go play instead?
Positive.
All right.
We were on the last six commandments that are for neighbors. Honor your mother and father. Do not kill. Or was it steal? I always get those two confused a lot.
Well, luckily, I brought Bibles.
Oh, nice. I need to do that, too.
Abby, Chance, what are you guys doing? Are you two trying to get more AR points? Can we join you two?
Oh, Sam, Charlie. No, we were just finishing up our Bible study from last time. Want to join? I got extra Bibles.
How many Bibles do you have?
Enough for two more people. Nanny Jill always tells me to stay prepared. Anyways, let's turn to Exodus 20. Which is on page 71, verse 12 to 17.
Now I remember. Honor your mother and father. Do not steal. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not lie against your neighbor. And do not want your neighbor's goods.
What's so important about this?
This represents our God. Our Creator, His personality, and what He's like. This helps us walk and talk in Him.
To be like Him, merciful and kind.
The fifth commandment, honor your mother and father, which is basically as it says, honor them. Basically, as it says, honor them. Our parents, rather adopted or guardians, They have done a lot for us, and we should respect them for it. They sacrificed a lot of their time, effort, and money on us to be where we are now. This also means we should listen to them when they tell us things. They do it to protect us and stop us from making mistakes they did or see us about to do.
I should make something for my parents, too, to show my appreciation. They did give up dancing for me and my brother.
Parents are the best. Next commandment, do not steal.
No, taking things that aren't yours, like toys, pencils, or crayons.
Yes, that's exactly it. Next commandment, do not commit adultery.
What's adultery? Oh.
Adultery isn't something that happens physically, but also emotionally and mentally, too. Emotion or thought-wise. This can happen in our relationship with God. You can physically cheat on Him by not reading the Bible, but doing other things to stall. Emotionally and mentally, by wanting to be anywhere or do anything else but study the Word.
I didn't know it was possible to cheat on God.
How do you date God?
No, Sam. It's not dating. It's a friendship with Him.
Oh.
Eighth commandment, do not kill. This doesn't mean taking someone's life physically, but also spiritually by not spreading the gospel to those who need it. We are supposed to spread the gospel. We're supposed to help them by spreading the gospel. And if they accept it, they earn eternal life. You can also do this to yourself. By eating unhealthy. Eating unhealthy things can slowly kill you, like sweets or certain foods.
So no more sweets?
No, you can still have sweets. You just need to even it out with like greens or grains. But they help us play longer, Charlie. for playtime.
Playtime can wait.
Right. The ninth commandment, do not lie against your neighbor.
Why would I lie to my neighbor?
This doesn't mean lying to your neighbor, but also lying to get them in trouble or to take something from them. This also goes with the 10th commandment. Do not covet your neighbor's goods. People lie to get something for them. It is, but there's no need to do that. You could just ask God for something, something like that. And if he doesn't give it to you, then you just don't need it.
Oh, it's time for lunch.
Wait, we haven't prayed. But put your hands together and bow your head. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lesson we have today. I thank you for bringing our friends over to study with us. We hope that they join us again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Abby.
Yes?
Do you guys do these studies again?
Every Friday.
I might come over one of these Fridays.
We'd be happy to have you over. What about you, Charlie? Great.